children, do you know what treasure is? Do you know what treasure is? Treasure is whatever you love, whatever is beautiful to you. For example, it might be some golden and silver jewelry, or precious stones, or pretty gold and silver coins. Or it might be something else that you love, like a favorite toy or a stuffed animal. That for you is your treasure. Now, the question is it better to have treasures on earth, in this world, or is it better to have treasures in heaven? You think so? Let's listen and hear what the Lord says. The Lord says, "Do not treasure up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves dig through and steal, but treasure up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not dig through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or with what shall we be clothed?' For all these things do the Gentiles seek after. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added to you." So what did the Lord say? Does he say that it's better to have treasures on earth or treasures in heaven? Did you hear? In heaven, that's right. What did he say is something that can happen, something bad that can happen to our treasures on earth? You remember? Someone could take it. That's right. Thieves can dig through and steal. Do you remember anything else he said? He said moths can come along and eat up your pretty clothes. He said that rust can come along and make your beautiful metal things ugly. But that can never happen in heaven. There are no moths or rust in heaven, and there are no thieves there. So the treasures that the Lord gives us in heaven are with us forever, and they get more and more beautiful forever. The Lord told us a parable, another story about the problem with treasures on earth. He said, once there was a rich, rich man. In fact, he was so rich, he said, I'm going to have to knock down my barns and build bigger ones to hold all my treasures. He said, I'm rich and I don't need anything. So I'm just going to eat and drink and have parties the rest of my life. But you know what happened? That night, he died. And then what happened to his treasures? Someone else had them, that's right. Because he can't take those treasures with him. He can't take earthly treasures into heaven, can we? So that's another problem with treasures on earth. But that we can, while we live in this world, we can treasure up treasures in heaven that we're going to have forever and ever. Here are two kinds of treasures that we can treasure up in this world that will be treasures forever. One is that we can love to learn the Lord's sayings in his word. We can learn to love them and think about them and remember them and do them in our life. For example, you could learn to recite, to say to yourself, do not treasure up treasures on earth, but treasure up treasures in heaven. For where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. You can learn that saying of the Lord, and you can love that saying, and you can want to live by it, and you can practice it. And when you do, the Lord puts silver coins, beautiful silver coins, into a treasure chest just for you. When you learn sayings from the Lord's word, the Lord puts precious stones into a treasure chest just for you in heaven, because all the sayings of the Lord's word correspond to precious stones. Another kind of treasure the Lord gives us is when we love other people. Like if you love your mother and father, you love your brothers and sisters, or if you love to be useful and helpful to other people, if you love to keep the Lord's commandments, then the Lord puts gold coins into your treasure chest in heaven. And you get to have them forever, and in fact, they become more and more beautiful in heaven. Now, but the evil spirits do not believe that there is such a thing as heaven. And they think that treasure in this world is the only thing that matters. Here's a little example. Let's think about, suppose we had a plate of chocolate chip cookies here. Would you say that's a treasure in heaven or a treasure on earth? Which would you say?
Earth.
On earth, that's right. So if it's chocolate chip cookies, that's like a treasure on earth. Now that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that treasures in heaven are more useful, more helpful to us than something on earth. Because after all, if you eat a chocolate chip cookie, or even if you eat five of them, they're gone. You don't have them ever again, do you? But treasures that the Lord gives you, they become more and more wonderful forever. They keep making you happy long after the chocolate chip cookies are gone. So suppose that your mom makes a plate of chocolate chip cookies for you and your family and some friends that you're having over at your house. Well, when you see those chocolate chip cookies, sometimes evil spirits will shout in your ear, "You better get some of those cookies right away or you're not going to get any. You better push in front of everybody else and grab the biggest ones or you won't get them." That's what evil spirits say to us. But the angels say to us, and they speak quietly, so we have to learn to really listen to what they're saying. They say to us things like, "I love my mother and my father and my brothers and sisters and my friends. I want them to have some cookies too. So I don't want to push in front of in the line. I want to take my turn. And I'm not going to grab too many cookies. I'm going to take just what Mama says, one or two, so that other people can have them too." And when we love our neighbors this way and we want to share with them, then the Lord is putting gold coins into our treasure chest in heaven that we're going to make us happy all our life in this world and all our life forever in heaven. So the Lord said to us, "Don't worry. Don't worry about what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What clothes am I going to put on?" Because your Heavenly Father knows you need those things and He's taking good care of you. But seek first. Let it be most important to you to seek the kingdom of God. Make it the most important thing that you should go to heaven someday. And His justice, treating other people fairly and kindly. And then all the rest of the things you need, the Lord will add to you. The Lord will take care of you. Amen.